Today's Shir Masech Baba Kama, Daf Nun Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Amud Beis, the third wide line. We had learned in our previous Shir, a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We are learning about the Mazikim Abar, and Rav and Shmuel debated what is the Chiv for Bar, what is what causes the damage. The opinion of Rav, what it was, that it's the havla, it's the suffocating ear in the bar. And the opinion of Shmuel was the chavata, the person falling and hurting himself as he lands in the bar. Says the Gemara, tonight we learned in our Mishnah, ha'yipchus mesar tfachim, if the bar is less than 10 tfachim deep, v'nachol taifa shor chamar meis, and an axe or a donkey fell in and died, Potter, then it will not be chayiv, because as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, a Chazal determined that a pit which is not 10 tefachim deep does not have the ability to kill. How, and therefore it's obvious that whoever fell in there and died, the animal that fell in there and died, had not died because of the bar. However, then Huzak bar. If the animal got injured, then it would be chayiv. So the Gemara assumes that the chayiv of hevel is, when we speak about the ear, then it should be no difference how deep it should be, says the Gemara. So if that's the case, nafel l'shtaych ha'shor ha'mar u'meis potter ma'itama lab mishum despei chavata. So isn't the Saraya that the thing that causes the death is the chavata, and therefore it's what causes the death, and when it's less than 10 tefachim, you don't have the chavata. But if that's the case, when we learned in our previous year, we learned that everyone is in agreement that that hevel is a reason that you should be chai by a bar. The only question that we had was, is chavata chayiv? But here it seems that everybody agrees that hevel is not a factor. Loi, says the Gemara, the reason is the less by havla. When it's less than 12, when there's less than 10 tefachim depth, there is no havala. Says the Gemara, Yehachi, if that's the reason, emhuzuk ba chayiv, but why would you be chayiv the animal got injured for less by havla? There is no hevel here. If we're saying that hevel is only achieved when it's ten tefachim deep, answers the Gemara, Amri, ein havala lamisa, it doesn't have enough depth to give that terrible air to cause death. Yesh havala nazikin. So what happens in the Gemara is the Gemara is essentially changing the assumption. In the beginning, the Gemara's assumption was that there should be no difference between by Havala based on the depth. And now the Gemara is saying that there is a difference when it comes to Havala between the depth, and the depth of 10 could cause death. The depth of 9 won't cause death, but it could cause that a person, that the animal should get injured. Says the Gemara, who toured the Nafal Arisa Dadalai? There was a situation where an animal fell into a canal of water that was 6 tefachim deep. It was the irrigation canal from which they would give the animals water to drink. The Shachte Mare, and the owner of this animal slaughtered it immediately. And Tafri Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said it may not be eaten, because as we're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem and Masech the Chulin on Daf Mem Beis Amen Aleph, the Mishnah over there teaches us that the Yud Ches Trefis, that the 18 categories of an animal, how the animal becomes a trefa, and one of the Yud Ches Trefis that's mentioned there is Nefulim and Agag, if the animal fell off the roof. And even though we don't see any physical display of injury in the animal, If it can't get up, we have to be concerned that something internally happened and became treif. But the Gemara over there teaches us that if we wait for 24 hours and the animal survives those 24 hours, that's proof that the animal is fine. And here, this animal fell into the bar and they did not wait the 24 hours. And therefore, as Rashi explains, the concern here is that we had risuk avarim and that makes an animal treif. The Rif says that the concern is not for risuk avarim, that the animal internally got shaken up. The concern, says the Rif, is for nifsak chot ha-shedra, that the spinal cord got ripped. Got Amar Rav Nachman, ish shakal mar da haytara, if the person who owned this animal would have taken kavod de kincha, would have taken some food for the road, vazal tanabei medrasha, and he would have come to the Beis HaMedrash to learn, he would have learned, im shasa meisleis, as we just learned, if the animal waits 24 hours, shera. And if he would have done so, taken the time and even the expenses to go learn, he would have been able to have possibly this animal. Loyafste, if he would have done that, loyafste latur de shava kamatabi, he would have not lost the animal that's worth obviously a considerable amount of money. There is a question if after the 24 hours, the Rishonim debate, do you have to do a physical examination inside the animal, or is 24 hours enough? Alma, but ask the Gemara, what do we see from here? K'sav Rav Nachman, yesh chavata, pachs masara, that an animal could get killed by less than 10 tfachim. Because let's go back. The Gemara said that it was 6 tfachim deep, and he should have waited to see if the animal will survive. So we see that an animal could be killed in less than 6 tfachim. But ask the Gemara, by only 6 tfachim, but ask the Gemara, haven't we learned, Esay Rav L'Rav Nachman, have we not learned in our Mishnah, Hay b'chus masar tfachim, if the pit is less than 10 tfachim deep? V'nafal toich ha-shara chamar v'meis, potter, ma'itam lam v'shum b'es b'chavata, that there is no chavata. So why is there concern when the pit is only 6 tfachim deep? Says the Gemara, no. The way to understand is that when it's less than 10 tfachim deep, mishum deles behavola, that the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav, and that the main consideration when we speak about a bar is the ear, and there is a difference between 10 tfachim deep or less than 10 tfachim deep. When it comes to the chavata, even with a lesser depth, there could be concern for a chavata. Says the Gemara, ihasa, yachi, but if that's the case, Huzuk by Chayiv. Why would if the animal fell into a pit that's less than 10 tfachim and it got injured, Yechayiv? But we're just saying now that when there's less than 10 tfachim, there is no havala. Answers the Gemara. Va'les be havala, answers the Gemara, as we learned earlier. Omlei, ein hevel amisa, there isn't enough depth for the animal to die. However, yesh hevel anazokim, there is enough hevel that should cause that the animal should be sick. The question that the Achronim discuss. We're learning now that if an animal falls, the halacha is that we have to be concerned, we may not eat the animal from that animal unless it survives 24 hours. If it survives 24 hours, then we know that the animal is fine. The question is that how do we look at this animal as the Gemara just discussed, that they did not wait the 24 hours. Is it considered a vadai treifa, or is it a suffix treifa? Most achroinim are of the opinion that it's a suffix treifa. It's not something that we could say for sure. Because if we're going to say that it's for certain a treifa, so then why would the halacha, how could the halacha change after 24 hours? The Prima Gadim says that it's a treifa based on the roiv. And once we see that it survived the 24 hours, then the halacha is that we know that it's not from the animals that will typically not survive this type of ordeal, but rather it's a type of animal that will survive the steal. This halacha is very important in all slaughterhouses, particularly in slaughterhouses where they slaughter chickens and they throw around those chickens. They have to be very careful to make sure that they make very careful to make sure that the chickens are not thrown around, because it becomes in the fula. And similarly, people who go to kaporis during the Seder Yemei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, they have to be very careful, besides for the serious concern of Tzar Bal Chayim. Also, we're learning now that an animal which is nefula, a bird, an animal which is nefula, you can't, certainly have to wait 24 hours. Agamar here also, so Agamar introduced that there are different types of situations that can happen to the animal that will have a direct bearing on the animal being a treifa or not. The question that I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses is, let's say there are animals, Rahman Slan, near places that there's bombing going on. Do we have to be concerned that situation could have an effect on that animal? So he wants to say that our Gemara is only referring to a nefula, that it fell from a high place. But what's going to be the halacha if there was a bombing and the animal fell out of fright? What will be the halacha? So actually, he wants to connect it to something we spoke about. What is the concern? Is the concern for risuk avarim? And risuk avarim requires that the animal should have fallen from a certain height. Or the concern for nifsak chedeshedra, which is a much less of a concern. So he quotes the Tvu Shor, and he says that even if the animal did not fall from a height of 10 tefachim, but there's a reisa, there's something that we seek that causes that the animal is not walking normally. He quotes the Dogla Mervava, who says if the animal is schlepping its feet, in all these cases, once we see that this episode had an effect on the animal, we have to be concerned, and at the minimum, we have to wait 24 hours before we could check this animal. Eisvei, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph teaches us, Beis HaSkila, the place where they used to stone somebody, if somebody recommends stone as Chayiv Misa, one of the types of Misa could be Chayiv Skila. So says the Mishnah, the height of the Beis HaSkila, they would throw the person off the roof of the Beis HaSkila. How high was it? It was double the height of an average human being, and the Braisa says, and then we add to it the height of the person that's going to be thrown down. So in total, he was thrown from a height of three times the person's average height. If we're learning that a person could die even by less than 10 tefachim, why do we have to make the Beis HaSkila so high? Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin says that the Gemara could have answered that maybe there's a difference. Here we're speaking about animals. There we're speaking about people. Tosfos says it doesn't seem to make sense to differentiate in this issue between people and animals, which is a whole different issue. We've spoken in our shiur today about an animal becoming treifa, and the question is that are the same rules, our Gemara seems to say, that the same rules that are applied in identifying a person as a treifa, an animal or treifa, they travel together. Says the Gemara, Utameich, why do you need Navar Asara? Why do we have to make it any more than 10 tefachim? Ella, the reason we make it this high is Krav Nachman, because of the halacha that Rav Nachman taught us. Damar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Kro. The pasuk says, "V'haftal aracha k'maycha, b'rar lo misa yofa." Do something that he should die quickly. So that's why, even though it doesn't require such a height for him to die, but we want the victim to pass away as quickly as possible. And the way that's achieved is by throwing him from more of a height. So ask the Gemara, if that's our goal, so why don't we make it even Hakan Nigra Tvei? It'll even higher. And says the Gemara, there's another factor to be considered, and that is manival. If the person will be thrown for a very serious height, they'll become very ugly, and now we also have to think about it. Say to Mefarshim, the Rishonim already discuss, why would we assume that the pasuk of V'haftal Re'ach K'maycha is speaking about when we're killing a person? So Taisus Masechta and Sanhedrin, the very mask Babar, Daf Mem Heyom and Aleph discusses it, and he says, the pasuk says V'haftal Re'ach K'maycha. It's difficult, he says, to assume that the pasuk is speaking while the person is alive. Because when a person is alive, we know the halacha is chayecha koyvin. You always have to think about yourself first. So, but if we'll say that the pasuk is speaking about not when the individual is alive, so then we could say that v'haftal reach k'maycha makes sense. Another pshat that Taisus suggests is that we look at the psukim there in the Torah. First, the Torah speaks about leisikam leisitar, which seem to be referring to situations of death. So it makes sense that when the pasuk afterwards says v'haftal reach k'maycha, it's speaking about when a person is no longer alive. Here, the Gemara used this pasuk of v'haftal reach k'maycha. The Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Yisachar Dai Belzer Rebbe, says that we know by Korach and his group, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "Ubala oisam v'skol shalhem v'yarda chayim shayla." Moshe Rabbeinu asked that they should be killed, but killed in a way that they should go underground when they're still alive. So he asks. Here we're learning v'haftal reach k'maycha was that we're supposed to try to find, even if a person's being killed, we have to do it in the most merciful fashion. And there Moshe Rabbeinu says that they should be buried alive. Where's the v'haftal reach k'maycha? So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a different consideration. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that these people, Korach v'Hadassah, were Rishoyim. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu was warning them that they should do tshuva, he was warning them that they were going down a dangerous and improper path. He knew that they weren't listening to him. They weren't heeding what he said. But he wanted them, before they leave the world, to do a proper tshuva. How was he able to accomplish that before they leave the world, they should do a proper tshuva? What Moshe Rabbeinu did, he's davened, v'yodu chayim shayla. Once they'll be underground, but alive, they will have realized how wrong they were. And because at that point, they'll realize how wrong they were, they'll do tshuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu's consideration was that even though dying a merciful death is very much, as we learn in our Gemara, part of a haftal reach k'maycha, at the same time included in the haftal reach k'maycha is to make sure that the person, as he leaves the world, has the opportunity to do tshuva. And that's why he wanted they should go down alive and then do tshuva. From our Gemara, we also learn how far v'haftal reach k'maycha could go. Because who are we speaking about when we're speaking about v'haftal reach k'maycha? We're speaking about a rasha, not just a rasha, but we're speaking about a rasha who is chayiv misa. And even that person who's a rasha and a chayiv misa, the halacha is v'haftal reach k'maycha, We have to be concerned. We have to be concerned that this person should die in a merciful death. And the Shulchan Aruch in Chayshe Mishpat Simon Reish Ayin Beis Sif Yurav says that a Rasha, even though he didn't do tshuva yet, there's a mitzvah we know that that we have to help a person. The mitzvah of Azav Taz of Imai. The Torah teaches us that the halacha is that that halacha applies even to the Rishoyim. And the Tanya in the Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in the Sefer Tanya has a beautiful way of looking at this. He says that the mitzvah of hating a Rasha, there's no mitzvah to hate a Rasha, he says. The mitzvah is to hate the rash of a Rasha. That what's bad about the Rasha is what we are told to not to hate. But we should love the good in every Jew. Every Jew, even a Rasha, has something good in him. And our mitzvah is to love the good in everybody and to hate the bad in them. Says the Gemara. Esrei. The Torah HaKadosh says, Ki sivna b'ayis chodesh, when somebody builds a home, v'sisa makal agagecha, v'leisosim domem b'beisecha. Everybody's obligated to build a fence around the roof. Mimenu, says the Gemara, that the Pasuk says, Mimenu v'loy l'toichai, that the chi of building this fence is only when somebody, chas v'shom, should not fall from the roof to the Rishus Rabbim, but there is no need to make a fence if the concern is that you're going to fall from the Rishus Rabbim onto the roof. What does that mean? Explains the Gemara. Keitzer hoyse Rishus Rabbim gevoya asar mimen asar tfachim. If the Rishus Rabbim is higher than your home asar tfachim, v'noifa metoichai l'toicha, that you're going to fall from the Rishus Rabbim onto the roof, potter, then there is no chiyuv to make a fence. Only a mukam imena asar tfaychem, only if the Rishus Rabbim is lower than your roof by 10 tfaychem, and there's a concern for noifa metoicha l'tocha, that there's a concern that somebody's going to fall from the roof onto the Rishus Rabbim, chayiv, that's when there's a chiyuv to make a fence. Makes the Gemara's point. If we're learning now that yesh chavata v'pachas miasara, that even if somebody falls or less than 10 tefachim, he could get banged up. So ask the Gemara l'amalei asara, why is the rule only by 10 tefachim? Amalei, so he says that indeed it could happen. But shani bayis, the kapachas miasara, the chiyuv of making a roof is only a roof on a house. And the Gemara is telling us that a house which is not 10 tefachim tall, lav bayisi, is not considered a house. So the Chaznish asks an obvious question. He says, what's the reason we're supposed to make a roof? The reason that the Torah tells us to make a roof is, as we said, the Torah says, loisosim damim beisecha. Just like we learned earlier in our Masechta on Daf Tezvav, also legalim kelav rabatach beisoy. One is not allowed to have a dangerous animal. A person is not allowed to have a broken ladder. So how could we say that it's dependent on it being a house? Why should it be dependent on the house? What it should be dependent on is if it's dangerous. So Chazanish has a whole new approach to the halacha of Makkah. He says that making a makkah, making a roof, is not necessarily really making a gate, a fence around your roof, is not really such a necessity. Most people who are walking on a roof are able to determine be careful not to fall off. There's a new halacha, and that halacha is that a house with a flat roof has to have a gate around it. It doesn't make a difference it has nothing to do with it being dangerous or not. That is what the halacha, that's what the Torah requires. If that's what the halacha requires, you have to have 10 tefachim for it to be considered a bias. If you don't have 10 tefachim, you don't have to make, you don't have to have a roof. And along the same line, there's a question that the Achronim discuss, and that is, does a shul that has a flat roof have to have a makkah? And again, there are Paiskim that want to suggest that no, because since it's not a private person's home, only the home that's owned by a private individual has a chiv to have a makkah. If it's not in that category, there's no chiv makkah. Says the Gemara, Yochi, if the rule is that 10 tefachim makes it into a bias, and that's when it's chayiv in a makkah, and otherwise not, even if you have a home that has a wall that's 10 tefachim deep, dalminei, but you have to deduct tikra, maziva, the ceiling, the plaster on the ceiling, which are all gavoi, which are inside the home, and therefore you won't have a depth, a height inside the home, like have asara. You won't have a house that's 10 tefachim high. And if it won't be a house that's 10 tefachim high, then it's not a bias. If it's not a bias, it should be chayiv in a makkah. Amalei, he says, indeed, if there isn't a height, says the Gemara, indeed, if there isn't a height in the home that's 10 tefachim, you wouldn't be chayiv to make a makkah. I hear where the outside is exactly 10 tefachim. Doesn't that mean that inside you don't have 10 tefachim? No. Says the Gemara, you're going to chak megavoy. The person made a hole inside his house and that gave extra depth. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that the way we measure the height of 10 is from inside the house, yachi, kilo havin nami mavroya sara, even if the outside wall is not 10 tefachim high, you still could have mishkach sladav megavoy asara, that the inside could be 10 tefachim deep. Why? As we just said, to go in the chak beit fei, you'll dig deeper inside the house. Says the Gemara, Hainu tama de Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, what's the reason that when it's not 10 tefachim high, you don't need a makkah? Because less than 10 tefachim, you don't have to worry. The Hainu tama de Rav Nachman. So why, when we started this sugya, the Rav Nachman say that there's less than 10 tefachim, there was only 6 tefachim height from where the animal fell, and there was still concern that the animal was a treifa? Says the Gemara, Sover mekreis the turl ara, from the belly of the animal to the earth, kamahava, how much of a height is there? There's going to be 4 tefachim. Arisa deloi kamahava, shita, and how much was the depth where it fell? 6 tefachim. So we have a total, hach asara. So now we understand, you need 10 tefachim to cause chavata. But the way the Gemara just explained it, you have 10 tefachim in this case. Yishtakach to come ma, chabit asara tefachim, who don't come a chabit. Ask the Gemara, Amas Nisan, but ask the Gemara that you only need 6 tefachim by an animal, because you'll combine the area under its belly. Masnisin Nektani Ma Boshu Kadei Lahamis. It said, Mishnah said you have to have a pit that's 10 tefachim deep. Af Kol Sheesh by Kadei Lahamis, Asar Tefachim. By an animal, the way we're learning now, you don't need to have 6 tefachim. Bishita Namisagya, with 6 tefachim, it is adequate. Says the Gemara, Amri Amasnisin is not referring to a situation where the animal fell from a standing position. The Mishnah is speaking about a case where the animal fell from a laying position. So that height of the 4 tefachim from under the belly of the animal doesn't exist. Says the Mishnah, Bosh Shnei Shutfim, if you have a pit that was owned by 2 partners, Avalov Harishin, if the first partner passed by, Veloy so, and he didn't cover it, and the reason he didn't cover it because the second partner was still using it. Vasheni, when the second partner finished using it, v'loikaseu, and he didn't cover it. So says the Gemara, Hasheni chayiv, the second person will be held responsible. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer Derech Sicha, uses this Gemara that, let's say, somebody was using a Sefer. And of course, it is critical that after somebody uses a Sefer, he should return the Sefer from where it comes from. But he's using the Sefer, and there's somebody there, and the person says to him, I would like to use the Sefer. So he gives it to that second person. The obligation of returning the Sefer is now completely on the second person, as he says, that's what our Mishnah speaks about, that if the first person left and the second person was still using it, the second person becomes responsible to cover the bar. Amri asked the Gemara, Bar Sheshnei Shutvim Hechem Mishkachsel. So the Gemara wants to know exactly what is the circumstance that you have a bar of partners. Hanichalik Svirlan the Amar, if we'll agree with what Rabbi Kiva taught us in our previous year, Bar Bershusai, that if somebody has a bar in his property and he was mafka that piece of property with the property and not the bar, that's what's considered a bar, chayiv, that would be considered a bar, mishkachsla. So we could easily understand the case of our Mishnah. It'll be referring to a situation, b'chotza shoshneim, two people own a piece of property, or bar shoshneim, and both of them own the bar in that property. V'hifku rishusov lehifku baron, they were mafka their property, but they weren't mafka their bar. And that's, Rabbi Kiva says, a full-fledged bar. Ella asked the Gemara, Ish Sfirlan, but if we agree with the opinion of Rev Shmuel that says bar b'rishusoy, that a bar that's in somebody's property, private property, as we discussed in our previous year, is never, according to Rev Shmuel, going to be a bar. Potter. Because you're potter. And as the Rishonim explain, why? Because the person who owns the bar, Rashi says, could always say to the other person that fell in the bar, why were you in my property, and therefore I won't be chayiv. So if that's the case, what is the example of a bar shutfim, the chayiv aleh b'shus rabim? The only time, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have a bar is b'shus rabim. But ask the Gemara, or bar b'shus rabim, bar shutfim heichem mishkachsla, says the Gemara. You'll suggest the Shavishlich Tavayu, that both of the owners, both of these people appointed somebody, Vamrile, and they told him, Zil Karilon, go dig a bar on our behalf, Vazil Karilhu, and he indeed did so. But why would either of them be Chayiv? Isn't there a rule of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira? If you ask somebody to do something which is an Aveira, there's no Hilchah Shlichus. And the reason, of course, is, as the Gemara expresses in many places, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin. If the Rebbe tells you to do something and the Talmud tells you to do something, your obligation is to listen to what the Rebbe said. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi explains, digging a bar is considered an Aveira. There are many different ways of explaining what the Aveira is. One is that the Aveira is that also Kalk Rishus Rabbim, you're not allowed to ruin Rishus Rabbim. Others say that Aveira is Lefnei Evil Esita Michshol. So even though we normally explain Lefnei Evil Esita Michshol, meaning that we're not allowed to cause somebody to do an Aveira, it doesn't lose the Pasha Pshat, that you're not allowed to make you're not allowed to make something dangerous. Others say it's in the category of Lesosim Damim B'Meisecha. So if you ask somebody to make a bar, you can't, it'll be his Aveira. It won't be attributed to the people who, it won't be attributed to the people who asked you to make the Aveira. Others say that the Aveira here is v'hafta l'reacha kamaicha, that this is a violation of v'hafta l'reacha kamaicha when somebody makes a bar shus rabim. There's actually an interesting discussion amongst the Achroinim, if the halacha of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is applicable even by an Aveira the Rabbonon. And they suggest that some of the Aveiras that we just mentioned, the various opinions, it might just be an Aveira the Rabbonon. And yet the Gemara is teaching us that Yechayiv, that there is a concept of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. asked the Gemara. So we're still looking how to explain a bar shel shutfin. And if you'll say, suggest the Gemara, the kara hai chamisha, one person dug five tfachim, v'hai chamisha, and the next person dug the second five tfachim. So ask the Gemara, the stakul ma'aserishin, where the digging, where the second person's digging completely negates the first person's digging. Says the Gemara, ha'nicha, we could say, the Rebbe l'nezikin, according to Rebbe, that when somebody dug five tfachim, so even though, as we've been learning in our shir, a depth of five tfachim will not kill the animal, but it will injure the animal, meshkachslo, so we can understand it, that the first person dug five tfachim, so he contributed to the injury of the animal. But, according to Rebbe, when the animal dies, or the Rabbanon hold that when the second person digs, the first action is not considered anymore. Bein l'misa, bein l'nezakim. So ask the Gemara, heich mishkachslo, what's the bar shel shutfin? Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, the example will be, kigon sh'aku shneim chulya, they both picked up a stone inside the bar, b'basachs together, v'shlimu l'sara, and now they made a depth of 10 tfachim. Other Rishonim say it doesn't have to mean that they picked up a stone. They could have put a stone around the top of the bar and also give you that height of that 10 tfachim depth. So Gemara just quoted the machlokes of Rebbe and Rabbanon. Ask the Gemara, my Rebbe, my Rabbanon, where is this machlokes taught? The Tanya Echad Achayfa Bar Tisha. If somebody dug a bar which is 9 tfachim deep, or bar achav ashlim lasara, and now somebody else digs the 10th tefach, hachron chayif. The Chum say only the second one will be held responsible. Rebbe Omer, achron lemisa. Yes, the second one will be chay for the misa, because as we keep on learning in our shir, there is no misa unless the bar is 10 tefachim deep. But there is injury at least, and therefore everybody will be held proportionally for what they did. Says the Gemara, my tam the Rabbanon, that we only look at the second person's action. Damakra, the pasuk says, ki yiftach ishbar v'chiyichra ishbar. Why does the Torah say v'chiyiftach achiyichra? Isn't there an obvious question? Emal psicha chayiv. If just for removing the lid on top of the bar, the Torah says it's considered as if you made a bar. Al kriya like koshkein. Certainly for digging the bar, you should be chayiv. El havi kairach akaira. The pasuk is coming to teach us that when somebody dug, continued dugging, the first person dug 9 tfachim, and the second person dug the 10th tfachim, shesilik meisurishin, that the first person's actions are disregarded. The Rebbe, how will Rebbe explain this pasuk? Amaloch, mitzuch tzricha kremrinon. The Torah is teaching us that, the Torah is coming to teach us that if it would only said, as we learned in our previous year, if the Torah would have only said ki yiftach, and that said, ki yichra, we would think that when you open a lid, it would be enough just to cover it. But if you dug a bar, you would have to actually fill it up to undo what you did. Says the Torah that in both cases, the halacha is that just covering it is adequate. It's very interesting. If we look in the pasuk that we're referring to, the Torah says, ki yichtav ishbar, o ki yichr ishbar. When we look at the pasuk, the first time the Torah uses the word bar, it uses the word bar mole, because as we keep on learning, a bar is only bar if it's 10 tfachim deep. Then the Torah says, ki yichra ishbar, that if somebody, the bar is spelled just beis reish, what does that mean? That the Torah is coming to teach us that if somebody just made a bar that he just dug one tefach, but as we've been learning in our shiurim, the situation is one where that one tefach is what makes the bar into a bar, then even though what you did was only digging one tefach, it doesn't make a difference. You'll be chayiv even though you just did one tefach. This is a vort from the Gra. I did see that the Oitzur Rishonim quotes Rabbeinu Yoel that says, what does the Torah mean when it uses the word bar chaser? To teach us that the word bar chaser means bar, outdoors. And what the Torah is teaching us, that you chayef for a bar, that you dug outdoors, that you dug in the Shusha Rabbim. So ask the Gemara, the Rabbanan just said that we learn from Ki Yiftach and Ki Yichra that only the second person that dug the bar is going to be chayiv. But now the question is, why? Why is he, why, how can we say that that's what the Pasuk is teaching us? Isn't it teaching us, as we just explained, what the Pasuk is needed, that how to cover the bar is enough? Rabbanan Nami, isn't the Pasuk needed for this purpose, Mitzvah Tzricha? Says the one, I'll have time to Rabbanan. Amakra ki yichra ish bar, echad v'loy shnayim. That if a bar was dug by two people, only the second person will be held responsible. We'll speak about this more soon. Rebbe, hahu, that ish we need to teach us ki yichra ish bar, v'loy shor bar. That only if a person is the one that dug the bar, is their responsibility. If somebody else dug the bar, there is not going to be any such responsibility. Rabbanan, where would they learn? If an animal dug the bar, even though it's your animal, you will not be responsible. Rabbanan, how would Rabbanan learn that halacha? Says the Rabbanan, trei ishbar ksivi. The Torah says the word ishbar twice, so we can learn both halachas. Rebbe says, either the Kosuk Hai, since the Torah said ish once, it said it again, but not to teach us a new halacha. Ask the Gemara, so now Rabbanan saying that only one will be responsible. And we keep on saying, who will be the responsible one? The one who dug the bar second. Ask the Gemara, why will the second person be held responsible? Ask the Gemara, maybe the first person should be responsible. Says the Gemara, could the Torah, when it speaks about bar, says the amakra v'meishiyala, and the person who made the tenth tefach, again repeating what we're learning, only the tenth tefach is what causes death, and that's why he's going to be chayiv. V'hai v'meishiyala might be boilei. The other one, don't we need v'meishiyala to teach us what Rava said? Amar Rava shor psuleg doshim. If there was an animal that became disqualified to be used for a carbon, shenafel a bar, that fell into a bar, potter. Shenem v'meis yeloi, v'meis shaloi. Only in a case where a person could do whatever he wants with that dead body. The halach is that an animal that was a carbon and became disqualified can never be used, it cannot be used for all purposes. And it can't be just sold or given to dogs. So that's the question. So that's all we need v'meis yeloi. Ask the Gemara, the Amri. Yes, that's what the Pasuk is saying. But doesn't that also obviously teach us that the bar, when we speak about the bar, the focus is on the one that caused the animal, to die. Tanu Rabbanan, echad achayef bar asara. Whether somebody dug a bit that's 10 tefachim deep, or ba'achav ashlim alasrem. So somebody dug a bar that's 10 tefachim deep, and now the second person added another 10 tefachim, or ba'achav ashlim alashloshim, and then a third person made it into 30 deep, kulan chayovin. So what? And then an animal falls into the bar, they will all equally carry the responsibility. Ask the Gemara of Reminu, the Brisa says, echer chayfa bar asara. If somebody dug a bar 10 tefachim deep, or ba'achav aside the kayit, somebody plastered the walls of that bar, hachru chayiv, but why should they both not be held responsible, as we just learned? Lemaha, so we say that this brisa that says kulan chayovin represents the peer opinion of Rebbe, who taught us that when a number of people are involved in the digging of a bar, they're all chayiv together. And ha, this brisa that says achron chayiv is the rabbanon. So obviously, the Torah's Chaim asks a question. In the case that we've been speaking about till now, the first person that Rabbanu was speaking about till now, the first person did not really dig a deep bor. So that's why when the second person makes that 10th tefach, he's chayiv. Here, the first person made a deep bor. The second person only did sayid v'kayid. Says the Taras Chaim that at this point the Gemara said that the second person is chayiv, not because he's the one that made this bar into a dangerous bar. The second one is chayiv because there's a new halacha. The new halacha is that a achron chayiv, that the second person is always chayiv. Amar Zvid, no. Hava Rabbonin. Both prices represent the opinion of Rabbonin. Because at kan lekam Rabbonin, achron chayiv, elhecha deloyavi kam shemisa. Like we just explained, only if the first one did not make the proper death. Avlecha deloyavi kam shemisa, afilo Rebbe moided the kulin chayavin, they will all be chayiv. But as the Gemara, Sayyid v'kayiv, the second brisa, which, as we just finished explaining, the ka'avit kam shemisa, the first person made a 10 tefach bar. And yet, the second brisa that we just quoted says that only the achron chayiv answers the Gemara. Amri hasam shloihay bahevel misa. As we go back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shir, what is the killer in the bar? The suffocating air. The first person maybe made a bar that's 10 deep tefachim deep, but it didn't have the type of hevel that will kill. For hoisa bahevel misa, and the second person created hevel that will cause death. Ikadamri, Amr Rizvid, Hava Rebbe. Both prices represent the opinion of Rebbe. Hadik Tani Kulin Chayovim. So the first price that we learned that says that everybody who contributed is Chayiv, Shaper is very understandable, because the opinion of Rebbe is that they all together are Chayiv. Hadik Tani Achen Chayiv, says the Gemara, Kigon Shloi Haibai Heva Loi Lamisa Veloi Nezakin. The first bar did not have any Hevel. In such a case, Rebbe will agree that only the second person will be chayiv. Amar Rava, hinich even al pi abor. If somebody put a stone around the circumference of the bar, v'shlim la'asara, and now you have a depth of 10 tefachim, bono la'machloikis le'Rebbe v'rabbanan. According to Rebbe, that the second one will be chayiv for any death in this bar, and both of them will be partners in the Zaken. And according to the Rabbanan, following the opinion of the Rabbanan that we've been studying, only the second one will be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Pshita, what has he taught us that we haven't already learned? Ma'at Tema, we would have said that when do we have this concern of the second person and the first person? We might have said, Lamata, it's only in a situation where they're digging in the depths of the bar. Who the Havla de Kakatale? Because that's where there's more of a concern of Hevel. Avlamala, when we're talking about around the perimeter of the bar, the circumference of the bar, Dloy Havla de Kakatale, that's not where we have that Hevel. Since that's not where we have the Hevel, Ema, maybe an argument could be made that loy, that even the Rabbanan and both Rabbi Yehuda will not make the second person responsible, kamash milan. Boy Rava. So now Rava discusses the following situation. Somebody dug a bar, 9 tefachim deep, v'tam tefach, and he then closed up a tefach, the silik avonav, or in a case where somebody put stones around the circumference of the bar, and then silicus of onov, and then remove those stones. Mau, mimrin maida of it shakli. Whatever he did, he undid. And therefore, it goes back to its original status. Idilma, nostalka maiserishin, when this second person did whatever he did, what he accomplished in doing with whatever he did, is that he took away what he accomplished in doing what he did, is that he made that whatever the first person did is completely no longer relevant. Nostalgia miseration, the Kamalei Kulibrishusei, it's completely in his responsibility until, and he'll be responsible not for death, death because we don't have the adequate death, but we'll have to be responsible for any nezikin. So the Gemara says, Teku. And the way many Rishonim say, since the Gemara says we're Teku, we would not be able to collect from either of them. Because when we have a Teku, the Halacha tells us that we should follow the principle of Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Haraya. Amar Rabba Babacharam Shmu Bamata, Bar Shmoina. If somebody has a bar which is eight fachim deep, umehen, and from that eight fachim, a shnei tfachim mayim, a two tfachim full of water, chayiv. Then it's considered a bar, even though you don't have the depth of 10. Why? Says the Marmai Tama. Aren't we learning in our shiurim that you have to have the depth of 10? Says the Gemara, kol tefach demaya, any tefach of water is ketrei diyabosha dimi, is equivalent to two tefachim of water. And therefore, it looks like four tefachim, so therefore you have the proper depth to kill. Ibailhu, bar tisha, but you have a bar which is nine tefachim deep. Umen tefach echemayim, and you have one tefach of water. What will be the halacha? Mahu. Mimri and kivin deloyef fishimaya, since you only have a tefach of water, and even though we're learning that a water is particularly dangerous, but when it's only a tefach of water, less like by havla, they don't create hevel. Adama, kivin de amik tfei, even as long as it has the depth with the water, is by havla. Ask the Gemara, bar shiva, we have a bar that's seven tefachim deep, umahen shlosh tefachim mayim, and they have three tefachim of water. Mi amin kivin the fish mayim tfei, you have a lot of water here. Ispe havlo, there's a lot of hevel. Adilma kivin deloy amka, since it's not a deep bar, even though it has water on the bottom, less by havlo, a bar that only has seven tefachim, even though it has three tefachim of water on the bottom, doesn't have hevel, and the mar remains with a teiva. Baimnei Rav Shizmi Rava, herchiva, is somebody has a bar which is 10 tefachim deep, and now somebody else widened that bar. Mau, amalei harei mid havlo. Why would we think that the second person is responsible? On the contrary, the wider he makes the bar, there's less hevel. Amalei adarabba. You can make another argument. Harei kivra hazeka. The wider the opening, the easier it is for an animal to fall in. El Ravashi nechsanan. Iba havlo meis. What caused the animal to die? If it died because of hevel, so the second person should certainly not be held responsible. Because mir havla, he actually made less hevel of this bar. Iba chavata mice, and if the animal died because of chavata, harei kirva zoika, and he should be held responsible. Ika damri, a different version, amravashi, nechsanan. Ima hi gisa nafal, if the animal fell from the side where he widened the bar, so then the person who widened the bar, Harei Kerev Hazeka, had a very serious part in making this, in causing this accident, and he'll be held responsible. Vimi Idikai Snuffle. But if the animal fell from the side which he didn't make wider, so he meet Havavla, and he will not be held responsible. Itmar. Bar, if you have a bar that's 10 tefachim, Sha'amkai Karachbai, but the depth and the width are equivalent. What? Rabbi Rav Yosef Am Tavayim, Mishmei the Rabbi Bachana, Dom Mishmei the Rabbi Mani, Mishmei Mishmei Ramani, Chad Amar Loilam Yesh by Hevel, you're going to have Hevel that could kill, Achei Roch by Yosef Alakot. You only consider Hevel where the width is wider than the depth. And that's why only in such a case where there's so much, where the width is more than the depth, there's no Hevel. If the equivalent, it's already not going to have hevel. Of our love. So the Mishnah spoke about the bar that was made by two partners. Of our love, the first person used it and he didn't cover it. And then the second person continued using it and didn't cover it. So the Mishnah said that the second person will be held responsible. Says the Gemara Rishon, Meir Smifter. At what point does the first person become excluded from any obligation here? So the Rabbi Yosef Tavayim Mishmei the Rabbi Bachana Dom Mishmei the Ramani Chanom Mishminicha Mishtamish from when he stopped using it. The Chadomer Mishiyim says Delioy from when he gave over the lid of the bar to the second person. Says the Gemara Ketanai. This Machloikis is really connected to Machloikis Tanoim. The Brisa teaches us. Shoy Hamadla Mayim in a bar. Somebody draws water from a bar. And then the second person comes over and says, Hanach livani ad lamayim, let me take water that I need. As soon as the first person left the second person there, immediately the first person is potter. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mishim Sulaidalya, he only becomes potter for when he gives over the lid. Suggesting Rav Maikam Efki, says Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Sover, Yesh Breira. That means that we could always retroactively designate what will happen. So we now see that this person used the bar at this time, and this person used the bar at this time. So when each person used the bar, Hamid Day Kamali, when he was using the bar was his. For Hamid Day Kamali, and when he was using the bar, was his. And each person, therefore, has an independent responsibility. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, your independent responsibility is not lifted until you do something to lift that responsibility. What does that mean? Giving the lid to the next person. Rabbana Savri and Breira. We don't say that it's yours when you use them. The bar is both of theirs. Since the bar is both of theirs, if I am not using the bar, I don't have responsibility. Says the Gemara Amar Rabbanan, this machlokes is a machlokes that we see that they have elsewhere. The Tanan, Hashutvin Shinadra Nazar Mizeh. Two people own a piece of property together, and they made a nether that they're not allowed to benefit from each other. So Tanakama says, Asur Melkonis L'chotzer, neither of them can walk into that property. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Zen Nechnas L'Toich Shaloi, V'Zen Nechnas L'Toich Shaloi, each can walk on where they're walking. What is the machlokes? But Michael Mifli, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Sovi Yesh Breira. So what I'm walking on is mine, and what you're walking on is yours. Hala the Nafesh Ayil, V'hayla the Nafesh Ayil. And therefore, even though that this nether exists, it isn't a problem. Rabbanan Savri, whereas the opinion of the Rabbanan is Ein Breira. And since the opinion of the Rabbanan is Ein Breira, so a piece of land belongs to both of us. And this nether prevents us from being able to walk there.